Just as we were about to enter the church of the multiplication at Tabgha, Israel, our guide stopped and turned and looked at us and said, "Our stories are not once upon a time, but once in time for all time." The multiplication of the loaves and fish is a story for all time, including our time. But it is one that, because of its familiarity, can be difficult to hear. It can be easy to write it off as holy magic and something that happened during Jesus' time in Bible land, but not now, not with us. Fortunately, unfortunately, the disciples show us that they view the situation through the lens of scarcity. And this alone is evidence that this situation may not be all that far away from us after all. Actually, scarcity is quite familiar to us. Often it seems to be the favorite way we human beings like to view the world. Not enough this, I'm not enough that, there's just not enough. And when there isn't enough scarcity, we manufacture scarcity. Entire industries are devoted to creating and selling limited opportunity goods. For example, last year, the luxury brand Burberry burned $37 million worth of their clothes in order to keep their designs exclusive and protect their brand from being sold in secondary markets. Well, John Wesley is known for saying, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, as long as ever you can." My Methodist friends joke that what is actually practiced is, "Do all the good you can all you can, and sit on the can." Holding back and not sharing what you have makes all the sense in the world if you have a scarcity worldview. And when there's never enough, then trust is also in short supply. It causes one to ask, "Is there a better way?" Well, you're in church. And early Christianity was called the way, capital T, capital W. And the answer is, of course, yes, Jesus shows us the way. And he shows us in today's gospel. So as he looks up, he sees the crowd, and he sees possibility. He tests the disciples with, "Where are we to buy bread for all these people to eat?" And they move from the scarcity-based approach of, "What don't we have?" to the asset-based approach of, "What do we have?" I imagine Jesus responding to the boys' offer of the loaves and fish with, "I can work with this." And once again, he takes what is at hand. He takes what's available, which it turns out is always enough, and uses it to advance God's kingdom. As a child, I love this story because it was a child that offered what he had. And Jesus used it, and it made all the difference. Children were and are, well, good preachers, but they're also vulnerable and powerless and without status. In the transactional world of scarcity, a child can do nothing for you. They're actually a drain on your resources. Further, the detail that these were barley loaves reveals that this was not a rich kid either. Barley loaves were significantly cheaper than wheat. This was the food of poor people. So in every way, this example demonstrates that anyone and everyone has something to contribute. To hang back and say, "I'm not enough this," and "I don't have enough that," it's just not part of the way. That God created you and you're here means you have something to share. Jesus' concern here in this gospel passage is that people are fed. The same concern Moses had for his people in the book of Numbers. And just as Moses went up on the mountain and returned with the gift of the law, which is the Ten Commandments, now Jesus demonstrates through this miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fish what he calls the second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. Presiding Bishop Michael Curry recently preached, "The opposite of love is selfishness." The young boy was willing to share what he had with others. And Jesus took those loaves and fish and gave thanks. And people shared. And there was enough. Now, to be clear, the creator of the universe, who alone knows the furthest edges of the universe and the smallest creature in the Amazon forest, to multiply loaves and fish is easy. No problem. I believe God in Christ can do that. But getting people to share what they have, now that's a miracle. That's miraculous. And that's what happened here on that green lawn, I believe. And the same miracle happens here. And has been happening here at the corner of Texas and Fannin since 1839. Yes, that's right. The multiplication of loaves and fish have been happening here and continues to happen. You all share what you have to feed and nourish all who come here, not only in the Eucharistic feast, but in all the education and ministry offerings. Think of all the nonprofits that have been birthed out of this congregation, most recently the Heinz Center. Think about how you all shared what you had after Hurricane Harvey. It's miraculous. My brothers and sisters, our stories are not once upon a time, but once in time. For all time. Share what you have. Share the good news today. Amen.